Welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a beautiful October 1st, 2011. First day of October, first day of a full month of fall, and the temperatures are starting to inch down ever so slightly, and we certainly encourage you to stay tuned. We have an interesting broadcast ahead. Want to let you know that we come your way every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. We stream live on the internet at richarddugan.com, and we also archive these programs at richarddugan.com, and it's the radio show's link, so you can go there and listen to any or all of the programs that we have, the guests that we've had, the ideas, the concepts, the topics, the various discussions on a wide variety of subjects when it comes to new ways of living and thinking and feeling and believing and changing the world in a way that makes you and I happy, brings us joy and peace as well. And that's kind of what we're looking for. A lot of our guests speak an awful lot about basically going into that place of peace and trying to put together a lifestyle that serves them, that serves their families. And that's really what we're looking at trying to achieve here is a way in which we can serve ourselves and each other in the best way possible so that we can, again, create a better world, create a world in which we can live and love and just do the things and be who we were designed to be. So I certainly hope that you will consider the concepts and the ideas of our guests, and certainly hope that you will consider the possibilities. Go to their websites. That's why we don't have a lot of information regarding our guests on our website, because they already have that information there. So we ask you to check them out, and then we ask you to consider the possibilities. I'm not saying that I believe everything that my guests tell me. I am just saying that we are trying to put those ideas out there. There are so many different points on the circle. There are all kinds of events going on in the center, and we're seeing them. But are we seeing them through the eyes of others? Are we getting the full picture? They say that it's subjective, what we are experiencing. It's subjective. Well, maybe so. There is a way of becoming more objective, and that is to view that event from as many different perspectives as is possible. So we encourage you to go to those websites. The links are on richarddugan.com. They're at the schedules page with the upcoming guests, and they are also at the radio show's page. We have a link there as well, so we encourage you to check all of that out. Well, today's program is going to be interesting because for the first time, and this is the first time in this radio broadcast's history, just over 4 years. 4 years, September 7th, I believe it was, 2007. I started this program, and I have always, always, always had a guest. And whether we pre-recorded the broadcast earlier to play back for you, or we were doing it live, I had a guest here. Well, today is the one exception, that 0.1% out of 99.9, where I can't get a hold of my guest today. Well, maybe that's a sign. Maybe that's what this program is supposed to be about. And it is kind of unusual. You sit there and you go, well, what in the world are you going to talk about for the next 44 minutes? Well, 8 of those minutes are going to be taken up talking with Beth McDonald, our AAA editor, here in just a few minutes. And during that time, see if we can't track somebody down. Needless to say, we'll talk about some of the things that have been brought up on this program. We'll even talk to you. Phone lines are always open. They're never closed. The number is 564-1290. Now, if you're in the Central Coast area, in and around, you're listening to us on AM 1290, it's 805 866-564-1290. If you're outside the area, you're listening to us on the stream, it is 866-564-1290. And we encourage your calls. I've received a few calls on the air. We've had guests on. David Hawthorne, our Vedic astrologer, has been on, and we've had people call in and get readings from him, and we're going to have him on again in a couple of months. We've had psychics such as Joni Skavinsky, who is an unconscious channel of Equinox. We had her on in the first year or two of the broadcast, and we took phone calls and we talked with her, and Equinox gave us messages. And we have had others on who also have given advice and readings and counsel and support and encouragement to you. And I do not claim to be any of those. Not because I'm not, it's just that's not my area of training or expertise, but I certainly will field your questions. We've even had questions directed at our guests that challenged our guests, which is part of the process. That's one of the ways in which we learn. And so if you have questions regarding some of our guests and topics, I'd love to hear from you. Again, the phone number is 805-564-1290. Or outside the area, listening live on the internet at richarddugan.com. It's 866-564-1290. And we ask you to give us a call and see what you have. What are your thoughts about some of the things that we've discussed? I mean, some of the interviews that stand out in my mind over the last 4 years are with, number one, with Swami Vidyadishananda, who has a hermitage, if you will, up in the hills above, I believe it's above Carpinteria. And we were allowed into his home while he was here in the States to interview him for the last three Easter Sundays. So it's sort of become a ritual, if you will, a wonderful tradition. We go up there, and we're going to go up there again this next Easter Sunday, and we're going to talk to him. I have the topic in mind, but I'm not going to tell you what it is just yet. I also remember an interview with the one Swami who was the last living teacher, the last living teaching disciple of Paramahansa Yogananda. And I had an interesting experience when my wife and I went to the Self-Realization Fellowship down around Malibu. I asked about this gentleman, and I was surprised at the reaction. It's very interesting to see how people find their own paths and they go their own ways, and they find the truths that serve them, that meet their needs. Again, that's what this program goes back to in terms of helping you. I've shared before many times on this program that I was a born and raised a Catholic. I no longer am a practicing Catholic because the church doesn't serve me in that way anymore. If it serves you, then continue. I encourage you. I implore you to continue to do those things that feed you, that serve you, that support you, that assist and help you and encourage you. Don't ever turn away from those. Those are so important in our lives. We have so many distractions in our lives. Don't let those go by the wayside. Those are extremely important. Of course, Greg Braden, who has been on this program many times, has talked about many different things in light of the issues surrounding 2012, in light of his book, Spontaneous Healing of Belief, and so forth. And so it's been great fun having him on the program. I have to say he is like a brother to me, even though I've never met him in person, face to face. Just his demeanor on the phone when we talk off air as well as on the air, I feel like he's a member of my family, and that's kind of nice. We have also had Stephen Lewis, author of Path. Now I have to remember the title of the Sanctuary. I'm Path to Sanctuary. I'm forgetting the title of the book. And he has been on the program to talk an awful lot about energy balancing, and he has a program, the AIM program, where he can basically take a photograph, put it into his computer, and basically send you the frequencies that will help to balance those out-of-balance frequencies. An interesting technology. We've had folks on from the HeartMath group to talk about aspects of these devices that they have been putting around the world to measure sort of the shifts and changes in intent, if you will, or consciousness on the planet. I seem to recall we talked about 2001 and 9/11 and the difference between before and after, but also even the day before, how it was different from the 9th of September 2001. And how it was like, even on a subconscious level, the majority of us on the planet, we had an awareness subconsciously that something was going to happen. Interesting, interesting conversation as well as technology. We've had Barbara Marks Hubbard, who is a visionary. She's right here in Santa Barbara, California. She holds all kinds of different workshops and seminars and teleseminars. I'm trying to think of the term that they use now to describe conferences that they hold on the internet. Webinars, I guess is what they call them now. And so anyway, she's very much involved in raising the consciousness. She uses the concept of the birthing process to describe what we're going through. And that if you remember what it was like, most of us do not and probably wouldn't want to remember what it was like to come out of the womb. That was not the most comfortable of feelings, both physically as well as emotionally. But that is what she uses to describe. That's the analogy that she uses to describe the time period in which we are in and what's going to happen at the other end of this birthing process. Well, what happens at the end of the normal birthing process? You end up with a beautiful baby. Yes, maybe sometimes crying, you know, but a new life, a new beginning. That's what we're looking at on these programs, and she has been on this program many times to share with us her insights and her perspectives on her visionary thinking. Speaking of visionaries, we also had Jacques Fresco on this radio program to talk about his vision for the future, which he shared with me that it wouldn't happen in his lifetime, and at the time we interviewed him, he was 94, and it wouldn't happen in mine, and I was 48, 49 at the time, and I was very disappointed because I wanted it now. His vision seemed pretty darn neat. I really liked it. It wasn't flying cars, but it was a way in which a majority of the stressors in our daily life today would be almost virtually eliminated, and that we would be pursuing so many higher things. So that was an interesting conversation with Jacques Fresco of the Venus Project. And that interview, of course, is on richarddugan.com, the radio show's page. We have had so many different people on. As a matter of fact, one memorable one was Noah Benchia. And we sat here talking about so many different things. An inspirational writer and teacher, had a PBS special that came out at that time. And I asked him the question about who inspires him. And it was fascinating to hear his responses regarding the people in his life that touched him, that made a difference in his life. It doesn't matter what level of life you're living, high or low, people, we impact one another every day in so many different ways. I was doing a few errands before the radio program today, and I stopped by Limo's feed store down on Gutierrez Street. And the question was raised, or the conversation was about my voice. You have a great radio voice, you know, and I listened to your voicemail, outgoing voicemail, and it sounded so right on radio. It was so cool, you know. Is that how, you know, and I never really think about it. If I get into if I shift into those modes, it's, I don't know, it's just what I do. Well, we all do it. I know some traditions refer to those as masks. We put on a different mask depending upon what situation in life we're in. And one of the things that I've learned through some of these radio programs is how to not have these masks, how to sort of stay away from them or don't put them on, to be the true and real and authentic you, and for each one of us to do that same thing. That's a hard one. It's a very hard situation to get through because we're so used to putting on those masks. When you talk to your parents, you put on a different personality. When you talk to your boss, you put on a different personality mask. When you talk to your spouse, to your children, to somebody on the street that you don't know, you haven't even met, your best friend, a group of colleagues. And again, the list goes on and on. We put on different personality masks. But that's not really who we are. So why do we do it? It's because that's what we've been trained to do. It's sort of a form of protection of sorts, but it is just what we do. There are some who don't. There are some who they are genuine no matter what situation they're in. They don't put on a mask. And there's nothing wrong with the masks as long as we don't get trapped in them and they don't run and rule our lives. So it's very important for us. A lot of our guests have talked about getting reconnected to nature. That helps us to recenter. When I say that, the words of my mother come flooding back into my ears. When she visited, she told me, after seeing where we were living, you're living in the right place. You need a place like this to help clear your head. I mean, I came from the city, came from Phoenix, and that's quite a place to come from. It might as well have been New York, I think. But, reconnecting with nature, and of course, all of the reasons why we should reconnect with nature. It helps us to slow down, helps us to ponder the things that are important, to listen to the still small voice, to our inner voice, to that intuitive, higher consciousness, if you will, that will help us and guide us. And as I've said before, it will never, ever steer you wrong. That's a guarantee I can make. Now, that's assuming not only you listen, but you follow. You may not always like it. It might be challenging, but it won't hurt you. Going down that path will not hurt you. That's not the point. The point is to help you to grow, to help you to raise yourself up above where you are today. And that's what this program is about as well, to bring these people to your mind. Another woman that comes to mind that we've had on this radio program before we go to commercial break, and then we talk to Beth McDonald, our AAA editor here in Santa Barbara at Beth McDonald Consulting, if you would like to check her out as well. Give her a call at 963-0842. But this other woman that I'm speaking of is Katie Manna. Now, had a wonderful conversation with her, but that wasn't the thing that impacted us. At that time, we had just lost one of our cats. One of our cats had died, literally, in our arms. And I shared that with her off air. And after that conversation, she suggested, she had someone she knew that was moving from Baltimore to the West Coast and had two cats that she needed a home for temporarily. And so we took them in. And we took them in for, I don't know how long we had them. I don't know if it was 6 months or what have you. And eventually she moved out here. We got to meet her, and her daughter came out as well. And eventually they found a place down, I believe, in the Los Angeles area, and then they were able to take the cats back into their home. You know, and that's just what we do. That's part of what my wife's, if you will, purpose is all about, is helping the less fortunate of the animals. And in this case, it's the cats. If you're ever interested in not only fostering kittens and cats to help out during the high seasons, if you will, especially around springtime, although it seems to be year-round, or if you're looking to adopt, the organization to check out is ASAP, A-S-A-P. They just had an adoption session not too long ago. You can look them up on the internet, ASAP, and they're on Overpass Road in Santa Barbara, California. And you can give them a call if you're interested in doing either of those things or supporting them financially, whatever you want to do. It's a wonderful organization, and it's a way for you to reach out and help, and you give the love that you have to the animals, and in turn that love is passed on not only to you from the animals, but then it's passed on from the animals to others. So you get to share your love with other people through these wonderful creatures. Well, this is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay with us. We will have more coming up. Next up, it is Beth McDonald, and our AAA editor will talk about what's going on.
The Chari Center of Health with Deepak and Rupa Chari bring you this health tip.
Here's today's Chari Center of Health quick tip for weight loss. Make a commitment today to make good health and body fitness a priority in your life. Health is a priceless gift and is wealth. We are committed to enhancing your health. Start the day right and eat breakfast. Your mom was right. A good healthy breakfast gets your metabolism kicked off for the day. Eating breakfast is good for weight loss. In fact, people who eat breakfast are more likely to maintain a healthy weight. People falsely believe that skipping breakfast is a strategy for losing weight, but that's not true. The body needs to be refueled a few times each day, starting with breakfast. When you skip breakfast, you are more likely to become tired because your brain and body run low on fuel. Studies have shown that children who eat breakfast actually do better in school. Of course, the same logic applies to adults, since you both feel better and perform better at work.
Making a healthy breakfast, what should you eat? Ideally, a healthy breakfast should contain both protein and fiber. Protein can come from eggs or beans. Fiber can be found in whole grains, vegetables, and fruits. A good example of a healthy breakfast might be something simple, like a hard-boiled egg, an apple, and a bowl of oatmeal with a little cinnamon, or a whole grain cereal made with water. Avoid sugary cereals, syrups, pastries, and white breads because they are digested quickly, raise your blood sugar, cause weight gain, and will leave you feeling hungry and tired in a couple of hours, whereas protein and fiber satisfy your hunger and will keep you feeling full until lunchtime. Be good to yourself and know that eating a healthy breakfast is the best way to start off your day.
Take your health to the next level for the new year. Go to charicenter.com. That's charicenter.com. Or call 805-963-1111. That's 805-963-1111.
And we are here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, as we take a short pause here to talk with our AAA editor, Beth McDonald, to find out what's going on, the sun, moon, and the stars, asteroids, comets, meteors, and all those other things flying around out there, and how they are impacting us here down on planet Earth, terra firma, et cetera, et cetera. And that's something that I find interesting is the impact that the celestial bodies have on our physical bodies. And I think the best example, Beth, is the moon. I believe either we're headed towards here on the first, I can't believe I'm going to say this, the first of October?
Yeah.
A new moon. Either we've hit it or we're just about to.
We just had it.
Just had it.
It was on the 27th, which was Tuesday.
Right.
And it was in Libra. Where everything else is. There's so much stuff in Libra right now. The Sun, Mercury, Saturn, and Venus. And so that has definitely impacted a lot of people and a lot of things.
In what ways? Tell us about how it's...
Libra is about the quest for balance and fairness. And so when there's so much energy in Libra, we become acutely aware of what is out of balance. And then, you know, setting it right becomes kind of mission critical. There's more of a sense of urgency. We have less tolerance for the things that aren't working or the things that aren't fair that sort of a thing. And it coincides so nicely with the days of awe, which are the highest holidays in the Jewish religion. Began with Rosh Hashanah, which was the Jewish New Year, and then, which was, depending on which calendar you use, between the 28th or the 30th, and then Saturday, a week from now, is Yom Kippur, which is technically the holiest of the holidays, which is so much about setting things right. It's that same tone. You know, it's a time of introspection, individual reflection. You're really asked to look at yourself very objectively ask forgiveness of those you have harmed, make amends for wrongdoings, and recommitting to, you know, higher and better ideals in the coming year.
Now, which any time of year is a good time to do that.
Anytime.
But this is a time when the energies, if you will, are sort of in alignment to assist us in doing that.
Exactly. My favorite analogies are, you know, it's like putting the high octane gas in your car, where mm-hmm. you'll get more mileage out of the more MPGs.
Right.
Or sailing with the wind at your back, where it's just you're not fighting anything. Everything is working with you.
That high-octane gas might be a little more expensive. However,
right now it's worth it.
But it's worth it.
Well, and it's an investment,
yeah.
You know. Pay a little more now, pay a little less later.
Exactly. Now, in terms of, it seems like balance and fairness have been an issue for, you know, several weeks as we've been talking here.
Right. There's been so much energy in Libra, and this has been a really fascinating year. You know, since, you know, we've been working so closely together, there has been we've spoken a lot about this cluster of planets, and they tend to just roll from one sign to the other. It's really, I don't remember a year like this. I've been doing this for a long time, and I don't remember a year like this where there was so much energy clustered together. And so, say, for example, when it was in Pisces, we were really focused on all the Piscean traits and opportunities. And then when it moved into Aries, we all went there. And it's broken up a little bit and reformed, and it just reformed in the last week or two in the sign of Libra.
So let me ask you, Beth, what are some of the things that we might want to do in this time of balance and fairness and so forth? What's one of the techniques that you know of to where we can look at ourselves more objectively instead of subjectively, which is where the criticisms come from?
Oh, my gosh. You know, the most obvious one is just look for recurring patterns. You know, if you keep finding yourself in the same uncomfortable situations, then your universe is trying to talk to you, and then try and dissect those and see what led to that. What's the timeline? How did you get there?
Mm.
That's the most obvious one, and you see that a lot in metaphysics. One of the best things, I think, spiritually, are the fourth and the fifth steps from the 12-step programs, where you see, they have a very specific method. You make these columns on a piece of paper, and you write down, you know, your part in every conflict or problem. Like, the premise is that all conflict is co-created. We all own a percentage.
No, it's not my response. Not my fault. It's theirs.
Yeah. How can I play the blame game if I do that?
That's right.
That just doesn't work. But then you systematically, you know, dissect that and then go to the other person or entity or whatever and ask what needs to happen to have this be made right.
Okay.
Well, and there's a lot of things.
Yeah. I will share with you real quickly before we wrap up that I had an experience this week where we had a situation where one of us was going to be called out of town for an extended period of time, which we can neither afford nor logistically do. But that if we didn't, that there were repercussions both financially and logistically. In other words, penalties and imprisonment.
Right.
Well, I started to become consumed over this thing, thinking, how do we get out of this? How do we get out of this? And I thought, okay, wait a minute, stop, back up. The more you put those energies into that,
right. The
more high profile it becomes to the universe,
right. And
the more likely what you're panning out here. And I'm not necessarily speaking self-fulfilling prophecy here, but the more energy that I put into it, the more likely it is to come to pass. So I would find ways of distracting myself. And we got the call the other day. Nope, don't worry about it. You're clear.
Awesome. Yeah.
But those can be frightening and frustrating at the same time because it's like your life is not in your control in that context. Some would say it's never in your control, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and what you're absolutely right. What you focus on becomes bigger.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so just make sure you're focusing on good things.
So focus on BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
<Yeah. laughs>
and call 963-0842 for further information. Set up an appointment. Talk to Beth and see how she can assist you, how the two of you can work together to co-create something that really works for your life. Beth, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
And we will talk to you next week.
Yep.
And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Tell Me Your Story.
You have a message that others can benefit from. A meditation to share. A talk to give that you want heard by more than just those present. A workshop, seminar, presentation with speakers whose information, insight, and inspiration can help others to break through to their highest potential and purpose. Making a quality recording is the first step to making it available, and fast forward is the right direction. They'll bring the recording studio to you. Your message is important. It needs to be recorded by professionals who share your passion and want to provide quality recording to those who want and need to hear it. Call 805-708-9804 to take that first step. 805-708-9804. Call Fast Forward for all your recording needs on location and in studio. 805-708-9804.
You can talk about politics, you can talk about the weather, but I'd rather be talking gauchos. Hello, everyone. I'm Jerry Fall, inviting you to join our special guests and me at the Beachside Bar and Cafe at Goleta Beach on Tuesday from 6 to 7 when we'll be talking gauchos. That's the Talking Gauchos radio show, Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here at AM 1290 and brought to you by the Beachside Bar and Cafe on the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
Tonight, the Santa Barbara City College Vaqueros begin American Pacific Conference play as they travel to take on the LA Southwest College Cougars. And you can hear all the action on AM 1290. I'm John Martini. Join me from Cougar Stadium in Los Angeles tonight. It all starts with the pregame show at a special time of 9 o'clock. SBCC at LA Southwest, right here on your Vaquero station, AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan on this very unusual Saturday afternoon because we are here kind of reminiscing over the last 4 years' programs. And one of our reminiscences, I think that's the right word, is Tara Abundance. And she is up in the northern part of the United States. Is it Washington or Oregon?
It's in Oregon.
It is in Oregon.
Yeah.
Now, when I first met you, it was Tara Farmer.
Yes, it was.
And then you changed your name to Tara Bounce? Tara Abundance.
Tara Abundance.
Or you, the next incarnation will be Tara Bounce.
So. That's a very, it makes me want to dance.
But we were talking, when I first became acquainted with you, we were talking about a lot of different things, not only that you're into, but that different groups that you're associated with are into, especially when it comes to finding those new ways of living. Where are you today?
Ah, this is such a great question and such a great way to reflect. I am continuing to love my life, and it's different and new. And at the same time, a lot of things have culminated and sort of just grown since we spoke last. And what that means is I am now still with my business partner, Stasia Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And we are still working on a lot of similar things to when we spoke last. It was about the human tribe. And now we are doing raw chocolate to support people in their intention and transformation. The name of that company is Never the Same Chocolate, and you can find us at neverthesamechocolate.com. We are also creating a new thing right now called Journey on Purpose, and it's basically the same concept of where we were with Human Tribe, but now we're just taking it a kind of a level deeper. We're really fully embracing supporting people in living their purpose and their passion. On purpose and with purpose. And you can find us there at journeyonpurpose.org.
That's kind of
what
we were
talking about. brief overview.
And that's some of what I was talking about in the first half of the program, especially when it came to doing the things that serve you, that nurture you, that inspire you, that support you, that encourage you, even if it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or says, you have to go in that direction. Chocolate may not be my direction.
That's right.
Okay, but it certainly is yours and Stacia's.
Well, you know, I had no idea that it was until I started doing it. And it's not even just chocolate, it's raw chocolate. It's raw chocolate with food-grade essential oils to support people, and we put intention into every single batch that we make. We make every batch by hand. It has to go through a certain process that not regular chocolate has to go through. It never raises above 110 degrees. You know, we're putting supportive energy. We're putting love. We're singing and chanting to the chocolate. You know, so it's like, who knew? I'm allergic to caffeine. I had no idea I'd be making chocolate, but then I found out raw chocolate doesn't even hardly contain any caffeine.
Really?
Yeah, so it's just like you never know until you listen to that inner guidance, and that's exactly where it feels like I am right now. I'm listening so much more deeply to my inner guidance, and it's what led me to the West Coast from Georgia, from the South. Just listening to that inner guidance and continuing to say yes to that deep gut knowing.
And I have shared with people that if you listen and follow, it's not enough just to listen. I mean, you need to listen. But it isn't enough. You need to follow. And it will never, ever lead you astray. It will never. It's not. That voice is not there to guide you, to hurt you.
No.
Now, it might challenge you.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay? It might challenge you, and it might get uncomfortable.
Right.
But it won't hurt you.
No, and that matter of fact, you're always going to find a way to get through it and become a stronger person on the other side and a better, but you know, not quote unquote better. You can't be better than perfect, right? We're all perfect and whole. Just to know yourself on a deeper level, you know, to have a deeper connection to your soul and to your spirit and to whatever it is that guides you, you know? So yes. And I feel like, you know, you mentioned you were speaking about that earlier in the show, and I feel like, isn't that what we're all recognizing all of a sudden? I think now is that moment. Now is that time on the planet for all of us to start going, you know, I can't ignore this anymore. I have to do this thing, no matter how strange it is, no matter how many of my friends or my family say you're crazy if you think you're going to do that.
Yeah.
I've
also noticed too that with partners, whether you know you and Stacia or me and my wife Amrita, I've also noticed that when you are with somebody, whether it be in a close relationship or say a business relationship where you're friends as well, each of you has your own individual purpose.
Yeah.
Your own individual path.
That's right.
The hard part sometimes is in not getting in the way of the other's path. And that question has come up more than once in my life. And I basically say, hey, no, you keep going forward with what you're doing. I'm fine with it because bottom line is it's not a question of interference, but I can't think of any other way to put it. It's not interfering with my path, and I'm enjoying it too.
Yeah.
I'm benefiting from you going down your path.
That's right.
And,
because it makes that person stronger.
Yeah.
And by that person becoming stronger, it makes you feel supported and, you know, connected on a deeper level.
One quick question about the chocolate. It is not going to taste even remotely close to what I'm going to pull up a candy bar, a chocolate bar in the grocery store.
You know, yes and no.
Really?
It doesn't taste like roasted chocolate, so it doesn't have that kind of roasted flavor that, like, say, dark chocolate has. And it doesn't have that kind of creamy flavor that milk chocolate has.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it's chocolate. It's chocolate as deepest essence, which means that you're actually getting, when you crave chocolate, you're craving raw chocolate because you're craving all the things that are in raw chocolate that are cooked out when it goes through the roasting process. And so when you eat it, you know, raw chocolate in general sometimes isn't very good. I've had some that I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is not a good representation of the way raw chocolate can be created. And so I'm sometimes a little bit frustrated, you know, when you taste other raw chocolates, or I introduce mine and say, hey, this is raw chocolate, and people go, ugh, you know, or no, I've had that. And they haven't tried our chocolate, and I'll tell you, so far, even people who make chocolate look at us and go, how do you do this?
Now,
and
this,
all I can say, it's been guided.
Oh, absolutely. Now, this is not going to taste like your baker's chocolate. There is a sweetness to it?
Yes, there is a sweetness to it. We use a combination. We've actually created a blend using raw agave, raw coconut nectar, and yacon. And those are really low glycemic index, and yacon actually isn't considered a sweetener. It's a little more bold and tastes a little bit like molasses. But all three of those are sweet, but it's like a natural sweetness. You know, it's like biting into an apple, you know,
cool.
or finding like the sweetness of something natural.
Well,
but it doesn't feel,
right.
It doesn't taste like yuck.
Yeah. The holidays are coming up for everybody. And, of course, that's one of the mainstays during the holidays is sweets,
Absolutely.
Is chocolate. Well, why not try something different this year? And, again, that website?
NeverTheSameChocolate.com.
NeverTheSameChocolate.com.
And it is never the same, which means that when somebody orders chocolate from us, we're going to send them what we've just made.
Right.
As opposed to having a flavor or a specific thing. They can call us and we can create something with them and for them. And so that's another thing they can check out.
Basically, no two recipes are made the same. No two batches are made the same.
We've even stopped writing down the recipes.
You let the universe guide you through that.
That's exactly correct.
I think that's one of the things. There's a difference between cooking and baking. And I have to remember which is which. And because one is an art.
Right.
And one is a science.
Well, and probably cooking and creating, you know, because baking, of course, is baking and cooking is like on the stove.
Right.
Baking is maybe in the oven. But yes, but it is. It's like creating. When you're creating from that place, if you've ever seen that movie like Water for Chocolate or, you know, there's some places where you can find where people create from that place of the heart. And they're putting their life and their source and their energy and their awareness and their intention and attention into it. And when you do that, nothing but beauty comes out of it.
Right.
You know, it's like it has to be perfect, no matter what. Even when it's like, wow, this is very bizarre. I never would have thought of this. And then, wow, holy cow, this tastes amazing. I wish I remembered how we did that.
Okay, universe, remind me. How did we do that? So let me ask you, shifting gears here a little bit, because you're also involved in community design, if you will. I mean, there's an aspect to what we talked about that, and I shared this in the first half of the program with one of our visionaries, both Barbara Marx Hubbard as well as Jacques Fresco of the Venus
Beautiful.
Project, and just remarkable concepts and ideas for visions for future civilization. You know, and of course, I sat there talking to Jacques saying, no, I want it now. Don't tell me that it's not going to happen in my lifetime. I want it now. It's too beautiful to waste on the next generation. Give it to us. And his comment was this, and I'd like you to elucidate on this from your perspective. He says that it can't happen now because mankind's consciousness has not raised to a point where it can live in these societies and civilizations without the base issues that we're dealing with today.
Yeah, so I'm going to breathe that in for just a second, because I know I had a moment of reaction to the can't. But to me, there's no such thing as can't. So just, you know, taking that awareness in and knowing that on a certain level, we're in transition right now. And at the same time, there are people, and I like to consider myself one, who know without a shadow of a doubt that things have already changed and that things are already happening that people said even a couple of months ago couldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally believe that you are the creator of your life. And even it's really about your belief. It's really about what you're willing to say yes to. And when you're ready to say, you know what, I'm going to create this. And again, it's about that personal passion and purpose, right? when you feel called and deeply in your soul, I'm even getting a really deep sense in my gut right now that when you say yes, the universe says yes back. And so while that's possible and while that might be true in certain places, say in the world, or certain belief systems or certain types of, you know, I don't know, energies or areas of the world, I personally think it's possible to start it right now, to have those things right now. And I know that there's a few steps that are still needed to be taken. So I think there's an in-between. I think there's a sure, why not? It could happen right now. And there's a, you know what, the world isn't ready for that yet. I think there's some place in between, and I feel like I'm stepping on the in-between. I'm kind of crossing the bridge of why not?
Yeah. Well, it certainly is. Again, the words that we use are can be very profound in our lives.
Yeah.
They can make
yeah.
significant changes that we never would have thought of. And people have they struggle with the whole concept that words have power.
Yes.
You know, and so they just yeah. utter the words that they have been trained through years of repetition to use
right.
from family and school and church and wherever.
Yeah. yeah.
And,
exactly.
You know, and so we keep repeating the same things, whereas when we become more consciously aware of the vocabulary
yeah.
that we're using and saying, you know what, I have a dictionary with 400,000 words in it, and I don't know how many years 400,000 days are, but I'm going
yes.
to put one of these words into my vocabulary every day for the rest of my life.
Absolutely.
Well, that changes your perspective on things because you're describing things with different words. Now, hopefully people around you will understand you.
That's right. That's right.
That's where the other challenge is.
Right.
Is as you
so,
change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the people around you are probably going to have to change too. Matter of fact, I actually just wrote a book that will be coming out probably by Christmas. I'm in the editing process right now,
mm-hmm.
and it is called The Butterfly Process, Tools for Transformation.
Hmm.
And when you go to either one of our websites, because they're actually connected, journeyonpurpose.org and neverthesamechocolate.com, there is a little bit of information on my page, on the Terabundance page, about that book. And it's really based on this idea that you just talked about. We go through processes, and the way we do is step by step, moment by moment. But we have to be present to those moments. And if we can't stop and say, wait, I'm in the caterpillar stage right now. I can't really do much more than take in information. Or, holy cow, I'm in the cocoon stage. I need to really slow down and let some of this stuff sink in. There's no way you're going to reach the butterfly stage. You're going to keep bouncing back to the egg stage where you have to start all over again. So letting yourself step through these processes, allowing each thing, and including those new people that might be coming in and out of your life.
Yeah.
You know, because that's a part of it. You know, there might be a time where you go, wow, am I ready to let go of these people and embrace a new group of people around me or let these other people shift with me? Or do I want to stay here with these people in this place? You know, and you've got to make that choice for yourself.
Yeah.
In the big picture,
yeah.
we're all in this together.
Well, it's kind of, and it's sort of a paradox. We're all in this together, but
right.
each one of us individually has to make the choice.
That's right. Isn't that great?
Yeah, well. No, make it for me, will you? I don't want the
yeah.
responsibility.
What, me? I have to make that choice?
Your
body.
Yes, I'm abdicating the throne,
right.
and I'm letting
right.
somebody else run my kingdom. It's very interesting how, you know, there are days when it feels that way too.
Yeah.
And it is always me. I'm always
yeah,
the one that's
yeah.
running my own kingdom. And when it's not
right.
going well, it's like, well, did you take out the garbage yesterday? No, it's still in the yard and the dog's got to
carry water.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, now you've been up there in Oregon for four years.
About 4 years.
4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there were some, at the beginning, there were some major challenges that you were facing to continue on that path. But obviously, things happened. You listened
yeah.
to the instruction and followed it
yeah.
to where now there has got to be a greater sense of maybe security, belonging, rightness. You're definitely going the right way. You're secure in that. That you didn't have 4 years ago.
Whew, you just pretty much put it. That's it. You put it in a nutshell. Yeah, I have allowed myself to step through the fear. I changed my name from Tara Farmer, which is all about tending the land and planting the seeds and mm-hmm. doing the work, to Tara Abundance, which is all about reaping the benefits of all of those things that you've created for yourself.
Yeah.
Saying yes and allowing the flow of abundance into your life. Why did I change my name? Because I had to let go of lack. You know, I had to let go of, for me, I mean, that's why I do things. I've got some tattoos. I mean, I've got a brand new tattoo on my wrist that says peace, and on my other wrist, one that says truth. Why do I do it that way? Because that's just how I tend to say yes to things. It helps me to see them as a reminder. You know, my name, changing my name to Tara Abundance and saying every day, my name is Tara Abundance. Every time I say that, I feel the flow of abundance flow through me. In that moment, even. And when people smile and go, Tara Abundance, really? Now, I actually know more people now in my life. In 4 years, I've been here in Oregon, and I know more people than I've ever known before. I have people walk up to me. I was at the grocery store getting something from the deli counter, and somebody looked at me and went, you're Tara Abundance. And I said, yes, I am. And I had no idea who this person was. It was a friend of a friend on Facebook. And she knew everything about me. She knew my beloved partner's name. She knew my business partner's name, who just happened to be with me at the time. And I said, yeah, here she is right here. She knew that I made chocolate. She knew that I was a musician. It was like, how does she know these things about me? She said, you just became fascinating to me because I loved your name, you know, and I wanted to know more about you. Somehow that shifted everything, you know, for me. That was the way it helped.
And I know that there are some who would say, well, isn't it a little scary that somebody knows that much about you? But by the same token, well, you put the information up there.
That's right. I did. And I did it because I want people to know me.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not the kind of person to hide in the background. I'm somebody who says yes and steps up and wants to be present. I want other people to see that it's possible. You know, I'm that person that will take the risk.
Well, Tara Abundance, I want to thank you so much for being on the program in the second half of our broadcast and taking time to sort of update us and also share this time with me. And I encourage people to go to your website. And I'm going to ask you to give those websites again. The one on chocolate is neverthesamechocolate.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then your other website, they're tied together, but nonetheless, the .org?
JourneyOnPurpose.com.
JourneyOnPurpose.org. Well, again, thank you. And we'll stay in touch. I want to have you on for the full hour in the near future, especially to talk about your new book coming out.
I would love it.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Stay right where you are. I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. And that's going to wrap up our program for today. A little different than normal. We encourage you to tune in every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time and listen online at richarddugan.com. And click on the Listen Live link, and boom, you're there, and you'll be able to hear us anytime. You can also listen to our archives at the radio shows page. I believe I tallied up over 200 programs in 4 years. I think that's correct. So have fun with that. And we encourage you to touch base with us. My email is richard@richarddugan.com. Yes, I do have a Facebook page, but I couldn't tell you for the life of me what it is. Anyway, until next Saturday, love to all.